I'm getting the president for you.
Hello?
Just a moment, sir, for the president. Smitty?
Hello?
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yes. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
The situation here has reached a point. Critical decision. And we need to be sure that we know exactly which course you wish us to take. The fundamental problem which remains
Mr. Bundy?
Stand by one, sir. I'll try to get it transferred to another line. I don't know what's happening to this one.
Can you hear me?
Mr. Bundy? Operator.
The Syncland operator says she's trying to get Mr. Bundy on a better line.
Well, did she call me back?
Yes, ma'am. We'll call you back.
Thanks a lot.
Bundy's on the line. Go ahead.
Thank you. All right, here we are.
Hello.
There you are.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. President?
Yes.
We are at a situation now which I need to report to you, and if Mr. Davidson were available, it might help if he were to listen.
He is not, but he will be. Well, maybe he can get, maybe we can get him to his home. Let me see.
Yes, sir?
Put Mr. Fortas on this call right quick.
Right.
Let me say, Mr. President, that all of this turns around a basic question of judgment, which is, takes this broad form, and it is in this broad form that I think you will want to look at the detailed questions. We are not going to lose this island anytime soon. We have the force. Everybody knows we have it. We have essentially two choices. One is to throw our weight very heavily, with a group of people who might win in the military sense, who would have no political base of any meaning whatever. The other is to come to terms with and to set up in government people who do have popular support, but who also have a long-term problem of working out and living with forces which have a hazard in them. And
Mr. President?
Constant and deep attention by a very lively and effective U.S. country team.
I can't hear. Hello.
Come.
I can't hear you now, Mac. A little louder.
I'm sorry. Where did you drop off?
You throw away. You have a political base. Two choices. One to work with the military people. One to work with the popular folks.
That's right. That's the basic choice.
Yeah.
You can, in fact, establish an immediate situation which we can live with. Either way, will probably cost lives and quite a number of them to do it the military way.
Hello? Yes? He just faded out. They cut him off that way every time, about every minute. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, does that mean
the man is sincere about this?
I'm just hearing you. You cut out. Start over again now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
The broad basic choice is between backing the military in the airport area, the loyalists, or going with the framework which Mr. Davidson and we have been working on.
I understand. Go ahead.
The risks of going the military way are great immediate cost politically because of bloodshed and a complete inability to produce through them any serious political system with real political support within the country. The risks the other way are that there will be no immediate strong action against the one group whose failure is fundamental from your point of view in your orders to us. They will not be in control, they will not be in high positions, but they will be working because they have established a sense of solidarity with the people who will be most in support of a new civil government.
I don't follow that last sense about it's contrary to my instructions.
There's one thing you told us must not happen.
Yes, that's right.
The people who want to make that happen will still be in some business if we put this civil crowd in. They will not be able, because of the character of the people with whom they are associated, to take prompt and drastic action. They will agree to watch, they will agree to cooperate with us, but they will not agree because they do not think they could do it and survive. They will not agree to suppress at once.
This is new information, isn't it?
It's a lousy connection.
I say, is this a new information?
No, sir, it isn't.
This is signal operator, sir. Can I help you?
You cut us off again.
Mr. President, I'll go on a different routing. That seems to be a faulty route, and we'll get Mr. Bundy back as soon as possible, sir.
Somebody taps in and hangs down and dies. He dies off.
All right, sir. I'll get another routing.
We've got about 15, 20 people waiting on us. Let's try to finish it any way you can.
Mm.
Let's hold all these people on.
There he is again, sir.
The last question I asked, and then you went away, faded out. Is this new information?
No, sir. This is not a change. It is a way of stating the problem which I think you need to know of. They do not feel that they can move right away when they are in business to collect the commies.
Yes, I gather there's been no change though since Davidson left.
There's been a change only in that the very idea of being collected creates trouble among the people upon whom they have to, with whom they have to work. The reason I give you this general background, however, is not primarily because of the question of what happens to communists, but rather because of what is now the hard issue, which is what happens to control of the armed forces. Because on this point, the agreement we reached with Davidson has broken down. That agreement was...
Yeah, it's annoying.
What?
This is annoying. They
hello? Put your hand on the embassy now. There's circuit to buy out
there. That means they can't agree on who runs armed services.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I say the agreement, I was saying that the agreement which we had in the other island.
Yes?
On the makeup of the control of the armed forces.
Yes?
Has broken down. The people with whom we made that agreement are not able to sell to the Camaño people the idea of choosing a secretary of the armed forces who is agreeable and accepted on both sides. They are persuaded now that no such man can be found.
What about this man?
I propose this afternoon that we try out, subject to your judgment, an arrangement under which the new president would be the head of the armed forces, which their constitution.
I'd like to know whether he's tried out that new name, I guess.
Yeah, well.
Yes, sir.
What happens every time he gets ready to
put... They will go, at least now, that two of the chiefs of staff, the Navy and the Air Force man, be selected from San Ysidro, from lists submitted by the San Ysidro people, that the chief of the Army staff, which is the most important, and which is the one which has to do with peace in the city of Santo Domingo, be selected from the Camaño side, or from nominees put forward by that side. I am confident
that
G will choose a person whom he regards as reliable and as anti-communist. But the methods that will be used will be methods much milder and much more gradual.
What do you think happens here every time?
I don't understand it because I had a very good connection with him from my house just a little while ago through the White House.
Are you there?
Yes, you just fade out. I guess you're coming through this signal thing and...
I'm trying to see if the embassy has a better wire.
No, just go on while we got it now. Go ahead.
Well, I am the proposal which they now make.
Who is they?
G.
Yeah.
And which he has cleared with...
Yes, sir?
See if they let us finish. Every time he makes a proposal to me, it cuts off.
We're ready, Mr. President. Mr. Bundy?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Every time you make a proposal, it cuts out.
The proposal from the, that they make, and which they have cleared with Camaño, is that the chief of the Navy staff, the chief of the Air staff, be chosen from people nominated by San Ysidro.
Well, we have that, and the Army...
So good.
And the Army from the other side.
The Army...
Oh, well, please, I understand.